Welcome to 3 Good Minutes with your host, Dr. Richard Wing.
Greetings to all of you. My name is Richard Wing, and this is 3 Good Minutes. At least we hope this is a moment of pause and reflection that is helpful for you in this wonderful journey called a life. I want you to think about this, that doubt underlies those who scream the loudest. And I'm quoting here from Robert M. Persig. He is the one who said, "You are never dedicated to something you have complete confidence in." No one is fanatically shouting that the sun is going to rise tomorrow. They know it's going to rise tomorrow. When people are fanatically dedicated to political or religious faiths or any other kinds of dogmas or goals, it's always because these dogmas or goals are in doubt. And I find that to be very, very true. I remember the time that Jimmy Swaggart was so popular on television, and at his recent death, I feel deeply sorry for this man who did not know how to look at those things inside himself that were less than pure, that were less than what he was preaching, and to deal with them. I can remember one time I had to tune him on in because everybody was talking about Jimmy Swaggart, and he had a litany of all the terrible things in life, you know, adultery, and all this secularism and the terrible things being taught in colleges and in schools. And then he came on down the line. Yes, of course, he would say drugs and alcohol. And then he came to the subject of pornography, and he jumped and stomped on that as a terrible sin to the degree that I said at that time, and that is what he is struggling with. Trust me, I wish I had written it down. I wished I would have put the date on that, because that's exactly what it turned out to be. And, you know, as he sat there in tears of repentance and crying and trying to find his way back into his family of faith, I felt deeply sorry for him of not going directly at the particular problem, but skirting around it. Later on, he would be caught with prostitutes and pornography and all kinds of things. He did not find any kind of solace in his confession openly there. So the main point here is that doubt underlies those who scream the loudest. And Jimmy has been a lesson to that. May God rest his soul, especially from all of the things that haunted him all during his life. I am Richard Wing, and this is 3 Good Minutes. I am wishing you all the very best.